Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, welcome to your Q&A ahead of the blank game week in 29. No need to cry, Sam, you'll be all right. We'll get through it, it'll be okay.
Honestly, I appreciate that we've gone live because I didn't want us to be really late, but my contact lenses have just literally stopped working altogether and I sat here and I was like, I can't see, so I'm going to have to take them out. But then I'd only got one out by the time we've gone live and I can't get this one out.
Oh my God. There's always something. If it's not tech issues or whatever, it's now your eyes aren't working. But we are here. Hello to Matthew Kroll in the chat from Atlanta. Good to see you. Hi to Sokhan1. Hi to Dragon Lot. Hi to Andrew Turton as well. Do get us your questions in ahead of the blank game week and we will try to answer as many as we can. Sam, how are you feeling about game week 29? Do you feel prepared?
Yes.
As prepared as you are for this stream.
Oh
good.
My God. Do you know, I've been like, I thought I had time today. And that's the worst kind of day, isn't it?
Mm.
Like when you think, oh, actually, I've really annoyed my eyes now, they're really annoying. When you think, oh, I've got loads of time today to just get stuff done, where's the day gone and how is it already Q&A time? Am I prepared for 29? I think so, yes. I think my free hit team is done and ready, I think.
Yep. You're on the, have you pressed the button, the free hit is done and selected and everything?
Yeah, I think so. I think yes, it's active. Yes, a team is selected and I can't see me making that many changes to it, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, I've got like two players I'm kind of playing around with, you know, it's that kind of and the captain. I think the captaincy is an interesting one as well because there's the Richarlison coming back news, isn't there? I mean, how much do you think that affects Son this week? I mean, he's obviously a slightly worse option if he's on the left and Richarlison comes back into the team, but enough to take the captaincy off him?
Not enough to take the captaincy off him for me. I think players don't return to training at Spurs unless they're ready to start. So the fact that he's been training, and he's been in training all week. Like he was in training pictures from Tuesday that I was watching on the internet. So I was like, oh, hello. Well, you're back then. And you'll be probably in the starting. I think that has more of a knock-on impact on whether I pick Brennan Johnson on my free hit. Because he's been my big differential on my free hit for the last, well, all week, really.
He's surely too big a gamble now, right? Johnson with Werner, with Richarlison.
So he didn't feel like a gamble at all before Richarlison was fit. Like I've kind of felt like he was going to start over Werner. The thing is, what's really annoying about this now is that I really want him. I think he's a really good pick against Fulham. So, and I've been talking about it all week about how I think he's a great pick against Fulham. So now, if I don't have him in, it's going to really bother me if I then look at the Spurs team sheet and he starts, because it's just one of those, isn't it? It's one of those kind of difficult decisions now. He's probably the position now that I've got to think about. Him and Ollie Watkins, of course. Mm.
Jason Starling very confidently says Richarlison won't start. I don't know. I think, like you say, if he's been training and he's back, he's ready to be back. So it's if he doesn't play, it won't be a fitness thing. It'll be a tactical thing. I mean, maybe they think Son is you know, has done enough up front to keep it, and he doesn't want to change a winning team and all that. But if he feels that, I'll just see the question from my field. I'm not sure in a sec. If he feels Richarlison would make the team better, then he'll be straight back in the team. Field Don says, "Are the locksmith here today?" No, he's not. No locksmith. No sexy Harry Kane looking locksmith.
Why not? That's my question.
He's banned from this house. He's never coming coming around again. Actually, Yells is suspiciously out today. So
with the locksmith.
I know. I would say, yeah, could well be. So
suspiciously out.
Very suspicious, I have to say. Knows I'm doing the Q&A at 4 p.m. so goes out. Terrible. Let's take some questions. CM Punk very cheekily says, "Guys, who are your keepers this week? Won't choose that one." Very wise. Flecken, you going for Flecken on the old free hit?
Yeah, Flecken.
Yeah,
be warned, everyone. Be warned. As now, I've got the same keeper.
Knife Fans 361 says, "Which goalkeeper, if not Flecken?" They're all pretty rubbish looking, aren't they?
Sal's. I'll probably go with him at Forest. Mm.
I think I'd go the other way. I think I'd probably go for Kaminsky and just hope for the saves. I think he's got the most chance of like racking up the saves. I don't think there's gonna be any clean sheets this weekend.
Nor do I.
So I don't think it really matters who you go for in goal. Burnley are the worst team playing. That's why I'm going for Brentford goalkeeper. There's nothing else hugely in it other than that. But yeah, keep your eye on the keepers. Michael Svedin says, "Adogi or Porro?"
Porro.
Yeah,
want me to elaborate?
You're very, very direct today, Sam. Normally, you know, get you talking, you can't stop. But today, just Porro, Flecken. Yes. I like it.
I am in a bit of a weird mood today. I'm so hot as well. This is another problem. So my plan was getting from school run. I normally have about half an hour of time between getting in from picking the kids up from school and being on the Q&A.
Yeah.
And in that time, I normally like make a cup of tea, top up my makeup, do all the other good stuff that needs necessarily doing. Today, for some reason, everything is running behind. So I had like 15 minutes and I hadn't had lunch. And I was like, I'm so hungry. I'm going to be really mardy on this stream if I don't eat something. So quickly made something to eat. The worst lunch ever, but never mind. Made a cup of tea. Thought, I'm hot. I should take my jumper off before I start. But I haven't got anything on underneath my jumper, so I can't take it off.
So we need the viewers. Increase the view count. Q&A strip.
We're stuck here in the boiling hot jumper. It's my favourite jumper. It's my Giants jumper. But yeah, I'm so hot.
So it's one word answers for the rest of the stream until we finish, yeah?
Until I cool down, which hopefully will happen. Porro would be my... Look, I think it's tight. I don't think there's a clean sheet. So then it's all on attacking returns. Generally speaking, Porro has more chance of an attacking return because he has set pieces. That's why I would do that.
How many set pieces do you take with Maddison out?
Well, when Maddison first came back, it didn't have an impact on Porro at all. He still took all of them. The corners, that is. Not the free kicks, but the corners. Obviously, lately, with Porro having been out a bit, it's been a bit more even. Half and half? I still think he gets half the corners.
I think I'm going for a doggy.
Are you?
No real reason behind it. I just find that, like, Porro, I like, because you watch him and he can smash the ball in from like 30 yards. But whenever, and he's obviously got the set pieces, but whenever I watch Adogi, he is so advanced, like all the time. Yeah. He's overlapping with like Son or Richarlison, whoever's playing up front. And he's just like camped in the penalty area at some places. So he doesn't really have a huge amount of attacking returns this season, but I quite like watching that. It's quite exciting.
Well, so probably the right answer here is to go for Romero then, because I think Porro, you think Udogi. So maybe just go for Romero because he's got... I mean, he's the guy that's got the most goals this season of the defenders. Got four.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the stats, Porro wins out across pretty much everything. Involvement, his baseline bonus is higher, more goal attempts, everything. But like I said, the thing that does stand out for Adogi is the penalty error touches, a nearly double
yeah.
that what Porro has. So... yeah, you can make a case for either of them. I think Porro has got the more routes into points, like you say, but yeah, Romero. We're not going to go for Romero, are we? You had Van de Ven. I mean, he's injured again.
Yeah, he's injured again. No, but he's not going to be injured. I think he's just missing this week, and then it's international break. He'll be back for 30. He better be. I need him for the game against Luton.
Yeah, I'm going straight into a wild card off this. Can't wait.
See, I'm hoping to not go straight into a wild card because I've got the money for Salah, and I've got obviously I've got Haaland. I'm quite happy with my team. So next week at -4, get Salah, get a Spurs midfielder, depending upon what happens this week. That'll be my judgment call on which Spurs midfielder, probably Maddison. And then I'm set until game week 33, 34 when our wild card is the plan.
I mean, it's always nice to have plans.
The best lay plans.
Monkey Man says, as on the fruity cider, I wish I'm on the blackcurrant squash.
I could do with one of them.
Friday 4 p.m. drinking, so I just finished it.
Can you drive over and bring me a squash? That would cool me down. I shouldn't have made a tea. I should have got a cold drink.
Yeah. A tea was an interesting choice.
I love a tea, Az. Tea is my favourite. I've had a peach iced tea as well today. They are my absolute favourite.
Check you out.
I know, yeah. Check you out. Me.
I went to this like conference thing yesterday and they were giving out like free samples of coffee.
Ooh. And I don't like coffee.
Well, this guy I spoke to was like, we are going to revolutionise the coffee industry. You won't find better coffee than ours at a cheaper price and it's better for you. It's got like more antioxidants in it than other coffees. I was like, oh, right, really bought into it. Had one today. Honestly, the most disgusting thing I've ever drunk in my life. Made me feel awful. I think it's like mushrooms, like ground up mushrooms. It was so earthy. It's horrible. Anyway. Yeah,
you're talking to the wrong Bonfield about this because you know it's the other one that loves his coffee.
Yeah, Lee loves his coffee. Loves his coffee. Simpunk again says, please help with the Vissa punt. You talked about him on FPL Juice the other day. You and the guys. Brentford could go back to a back four, and Vissa would be on the wing. Are you tempted by Vissa?
Yeah, I am tempted. I think the thing that puts me off is the defensive assets from Brentford look better. As in, not necessarily better than him, but better than anyone else in the game week. So in my head, I'm kind of thinking, well, if I go for Vissa and I go for Tony, because I think it would be and rather than or, that would leave you not able to have Fleck and a defender. And I kind of feel like that seems like the wrong thing to do on a free hit, because Brentford are the ones most likely to keep a clean sheet this week. But I do really like the Wissa pick. I think he could be a really nice differential option. His underlying stats for the last couple of weeks are way better than Tony's, like way better than Tony's. And all right, he was gifted the goal against Arsenal. But nonetheless, the underlying numbers are definitely there. And if they do continue to play him over Morpai, then he looks like a great pick. But it's a little bit of a minutes risk with Morpai there, though.
I think we're all going to be wondering why we went double Brentford defence and not...
Well, I think we're only doing it because there's not that many other defences to invest in. Because if you're going to triple up on Spurs, and, you know, I still think that West Ham and Aston Villa, the best picks are in attack. Everyone else looks a bit difficult. Because
do you know who I really want?
Who?
Fofana. I think he is going to score at least one goal at the weekend.
But why?
Because he looks quite good when I've seen him play for Burnley. I think they've been crying out for a striker like him. I think Brentford don't have many defenders fit. They've got Henry, me and Pinnock all out. I don't think Flicken's that good. I think he had one good game in Man City and that's about it.
Savage.
I don't know. I think Burnley have got, you know, I know they were 2-0 up against West Ham and ended up drawing, but I reckon they've got some goals in there with Fofana. He's the little differential that I might go for.
Yeah, which is, but a similar train of thought as to why I've not gone with the Spurs defender, because I think Munez is a really, really great pick for this week.
Yeah, it's a shame. I wish there was one more game, just one more game with like decent defenders, you know? Like,
who would you have liked?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Like a Palace or someone who
could have gone for Anderson.
Yeah, just someone like with a bit of attacking threat, with like a decent fixture. You know, if it was like Palace versus, I don't know, Everton or something. You could pick like one of those, you know, and just have a Mikalenko or
that
Anderson.
Could have been a 0-0 draw, couldn't it?
Do you know like, what you I mean? Have, something yeah, like that. It's just because there's no one that looks good. I mean, I think I'm going for Doty, Reguilon, and Adogi just because they've got attacking threat. There's nothing else that I like about them.
Savage. There's nothing else you like.
There's nothing I like. Nothing. I always think they're all awful. Absolutely. Rock and Wolves, you know, if we could go for like an 8 Nori or someone, that might be. Might be interesting. People, Kit Chabra says, how are Fulham defending set pieces? Here's a little quiz question for you, Sam. Two quiz questions.
No, did we not learn from Juice how bad I am at quizzes?
That quiz was hard, to be fair. I didn't get any.
I'm so bad at quizzes. Go on, what's the quiz question?
Right, there's 20 teams in the league. Where do you think Fulham rank for set piece chances conceded?
I don't think they concede that many.
Do you think they're top 10? As in they have conceded like the least of the top 10? Or are they in the bottom 10?
Yeah, I think they're in the top 10 for the least.
No, they're not. They're in the bottom 10 for the most.
Are they?
They are, yes. They have conceded 115 set-piece chances, which, to be fair, there's not much in it. Everton and Spurs are just ahead of them with 116. Bournemouth and Wolves are just behind them with 114 and 113. So around that kind of 7 to 14 mark, there's not a lot in it. They're an average team for conceding set-pieces, I think, is the thing there.
Romero or Porro, then?
Yeah. Well, they're not that bad at them. I think they're kind of average at them.
If that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for upside and they're average at it, then...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and next question. Who are the best and who are the worst teams for conceding set pieces?
The worst got to be Burnley, surely.
No, Burnley are... they're not great. Where did I just... Oh, no, they're not great. Burnley are fourth worst with 130 conceded. The worst team might surprise you. The best team won't.
Trying to think who would be particularly bad from set pieces. Which goalie is going to flap around a lot?
Yeah, that's a good way. That's a good way of looking at it. Yep. Come on. Pick a team.
Sheffield United.
Close. They're third worst. Actually, joint second worst. Now, the worst team in the league for conceding set pieces is Manchester United with 141.
Should have known that.
And that is more than Luton, Sheffield United and Burnley.
That is mental stat.
Very bad. Who's conceded the least? That would be, no surprise, Arsenal. 51. So Manchester United have conceded nearly three times as many set piece chances as Arsenal have in the league. How crazy is that? Amazing. I mean,
that is madness. That's Arsenal's stat.
Arsenal's defensive stats are just absolutely
bonkers. They're really good.
Like, throughout the thing, they're really amazing. Joseph Jeremy keeps shouting Palace. No, they are. They're in the sort of the best 10. They're not actually that bad. 94 chances from set pieces they've conceded, which is just that's kind of actually quite a dip from Palace downwards. Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Villa, Brentford, interestingly, Liverpool, Brighton, City, Arsenal. They're all pretty decent. Interesting to see Brentford so low down. That means that, you know, if you are hoping for like a Burnley Brownhill set piece or something, maybe a little bit unlikely. Jason in the chat, thank you for the super chat. Areola, Powell, Doty, Bowenson, Madders, Morris, Watkins. Anyone worth a -4 to make 9? That's not a bad 8, is it? Who are you missing there?
Bowenson, Madders, Watkins, Tony. We're missing Tony.
Missing Tony. Would you take a hit for him?
Yeah.
So Solanke to Tony for a -4?
Yeah.
Yep.
I would. Or Morris if you got... actually, Morris plays, you can't take him out, but yeah, Solanke. Solanke to Tony, yeah.
I thought I was going to get another yes then.
No, I answered it with a full sentence.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it this week.
Yeah. Also, if you're not planning on wildcard or if you've already used it, the fixtures for Brentford are amazing from now, pretty much. I know they won't have the clean sheet, but clean sheet, what am I talking about? The double game week, that's what I meant. Clean
sheet. Who knows where we are?
That is a Freudian slip because, you know, we're all hoping they get the clean sheet this week, or three hitters are, at least. Gary Weissman says, have a feeling this will be a massively underwhelming free hit week. I think the opposite. I think this is going to be massive, massive scores. Elanga's going to get a hat trick.
What?
Morris is going to get sent off. Kudus is going to score a brace.
Morris is going to get sent
off. Tony's going to score two penalties and miss one. I think it's going to be chaos.
Why?
I've just got a feeling.
I mean, I hope you're right. Because it went for a great weekend of football. But I don't know. I think it's all on the diffs. And that's why I love the Brennan Johnson pick. And that's why I'm annoyed about Richarlison being back early. Because those five, Son, Madders, Bowen, Tony and Watkins, they're going to be the ones that everyone's got, pretty much. So you've got to make the other six in your team work for you.
Yeah. That's where, like, you've got to have a couple of players who just no one's going to have. Like, yeah. Ilanga, Kudus, Gibbs-White, I'm seeing in quite a few teams.
Johnson was mine. Johnson and Munez,
the triple up on Spurs, not a lot of people are going to have as well. Maybe Evisa. Yeah, there are definitely players. It's just knowing, like, Watkins, for example. Like, what do we do with Watkins after his gash leg? Or his hard-on, as Emery called it.
Hey?
You've not seen the press conference with Emery?
I haven't watched Emery's press conference.
I think he's saying he had a hard one, like he had a hard tackle, but he just says he had a hard on.
Emery.
Top banter.
Enough, like, why did you take him off? Well,
as I posted that, the Godfather FPL said Wood.
We need to talk to Yells if you want to talk about Wood.
Whoa, what?
And not in that way, no.
What? I'm sorry, what? What has she been saying? Chris Woods.
Chris Woods.
Jesus, Sam.
Oh, what a day today is. What was I saying? What were we talking about before Chris Wood came out?
Watkins.
Watkins. I think I'm going to keep him. Because it's one of those injuries, isn't it, where he's either going to start or he's not going to play at all.
Mm.
So my thinking is, I would really like to play Munez from Fulham anyway. I can't quite work out how to play him because I've got a midfield five. Mm. So he was going to be my first sub. So if Watkins doesn't play, I'm more than happy for him to come on. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I've seen the injury. He's got a little cut.
Well, it looks quite nasty, little cut.
Yeah, but he'll be all right, won't he?
Don't know. It depends if he's got stitches in it, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he didn't play. I think the kind of knocks and the kind of impact injuries or the cuts, that sort of thing, I'm less worried about those because he's got a few days to recover and he'll probably be all right.
I mean, they need him to be all right, don't they? Because it's, you know.
I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great for free hits like us. If we've got Watkins starting and he's like out of the squad and we get our first sub come in, because he's like 80% owned, isn't it? Well, even higher, like 85% owned. Or that's the thing.
I actually think it could be a positive if you're free hitting if Watkins doesn't play, because that's everybody pretty much that's not free hitting has just lost a player, and I get to play my first bench option who I like, whereas most people will have nobody to come off the bench and replace him.
Mm, exactly. I think he plays, but you never really know. Wood, let's talk about Wood. Rafael says Chris Wood over Morris. I don't really get it. Is he even going to start?
I don't know.
Surely Taiwo comes in and starts, doesn't he?
I mean, I would have thought so. I've no idea where this has come from, this Chris Wood love. I don't get it. I don't understand the Chris Wood love at all, as I said to Yells on Tuesday. Like, I'm so confused as to why everyone wants to get Chris Wood. Now, maybe I'll eat my hat, but...
I don't think everyone wants to get Chris Wood. I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. I think I've seen like three people mention him.
Well, I think it's the free
hitters.
It's
three too many.
It's the free hitters, isn't it? People looking at him going, he might be a nice option. And I think it's the fixture that's making people think it. But I wouldn't be going there. I just don't understand it. Don't understand the love for him.
Mm. Yeah, I think Taro probably comes in. Have you got any Forest players?
On my free hit, I've got Morello.
Morello? Wow.
Different.
Very different. No one's going to have him.
No, exactly.
Does he ever score or do anything?
Did Zabani before last week?
Oh, we don't even talk to me about Zabani.
I thought you were going to bring him in, and when he scored, I was like, oh, did Az get him? Because he could go on the wall. But it was Kirkins
Think I said to you last week that if Zabani scored, I would delete my team. I think I said that.
What, on the stream?
Yeah.
I thought you said you'd put him on the wall. Who did you say you were going to put on the wall?
I got Kirkes.
Oh, did you say if he scores, you put him on the wall?
Yeah. Well, I was like, if he scores, I'll put him on the wall. But if Zabani scores, then I think I'll delete my team. I think I said that. Yeah, so.
Don't do that. That's a bit of an overreaction.
Historia Film says Fofana or Wood. Wood. Not Wood. Fofana. That's the one. Any day.
You're a obsessed with Wood as well.
Definitely not. I'd much rather have Fofana.
I would too.
David Otro Fofana. I used to have him in my elite Serian team.
I'd still rather have Manise from Fulham. I'm not keen on the Burnley love either.
Mm.
Apart Manise from Charlie
is,
Taylor.
Manise is a shout, actually.
Yeah, he's a good shout. Mm. I've got him. Charlie Taylor's the only one I got from Burnley. I'm not going anyone else.
Kareem says, is Madison for Brownhill worth a minus four?
Yes. The easiest minus four ever.
Is Brownhill suspended? Or is he back?
I don't know. He hasn't played for ages, has he?
He played a little while ago. He got straight red. He is... Yeah, he's back.
Oh, he's back. Well, he's not been obviously back, has he? Because neither of us knew that.
I'd keep him.
Would you? Why?
I think Brentford can score. Burnley can score against Brentford.
Okay. A lot or just one?
Well, assuming Karim doesn't have 11 players and he's doing... You're selling a player with a game for a player with a game for a minus four. Surely you sell one of the players who hasn't got a game.
Well, that's a fair enough point. I mean, I'd get Madison in for a minus four. I think Madison will outscore four.
Mm. Okay. I'd keep Brownhill.
So uninspiring. Are you going to want that Brown? The thing is, if you're not...
You're going to want that Brown.
If you're going to want that... If you haven't got a wild card, stop saying Brown to me. It's just sending into chaos today. If you haven't got a wild card or you're not planning to wild card straight after, then Madison for Fulham and Luton is way better than Brownhill for this week and next.
Yeah, I just think there's surely you've got other things you need to do this week than sell a player with a game. There'd be people who are like desperately trying to get out like seven players, and if you're taking out a player to,
yeah, I had a text today from one of the other mums in Max's football team, and it just said WTF, and it was a picture of her team for the weekend, and this is exactly the kind of casual behaviour that I love. So, and it's her team, and I look at it. And she's actually looks like she's been like, you know, getting ready for game week 29, but everyone's now flagged. So she's got like Van de Ven, who's obviously not going to play.
Yep.
She's got Watkins, who's flagged. In fact, let me bring it up. Honestly,
Richarlison's probably there with a flag. He's the other one, isn't he, that people are waiting on. Regulon's got a flag.
Chong's got a flag.
Chong's got a flag.
She's got Emerson. He's got a flag on him.
Well, he's in hospital, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's so definitely out.
Everyone's flagged. So she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven players, including the goalkeeper.
Yep.
And four of those seven are flagged. And no free hit. And so I was like, okay, well, you've got a chance with Watkins and Chong.
Yeah.
You know, it's a chance that you get them out. Van de Ven's not going to play Emerson unless he makes some sort of remarkable...
There's absolutely no way Emerson's going to play. Creswell scored in the cup as well, didn't he?
Unless he gets rolled in his hospital bed, like, you know, parks it in front of the goal. I say it's very unlikely.
Couldn't surprise me, boys, yeah.
Yeah, anything could happen, couldn't it? As I said to her, I was like, all you can do here is take a couple of hits and hope for the best because you've used your free hit and you also don't want a wild card straight after. So you're just going to have to try and muddle along. And that's the thing for me is that, like, when you're looking at other teams like that, now she's actually having quite a good season. She's not doing terribly. So there's a lot of people that are around, like, our ranks that will be in that position where they open it and go, what the am I doing with this? So that's why I quite like the diffs on the free hit, because suddenly it's like, yeah, this is fun.
Then you're telling someone to sell Brownhill.
I think Madison... Brownhill's not a good diff, is he?
He's a diff. He is a diff.
He is a diff.
Last time, someone messaged me a few weeks ago and said, I think they were like buying Haaland, and they were like, do you think Haaland and Brownhill in for these two players are like a good move?
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't really like the Brownhill move, but obviously...
But now you love him.
If you need to get Haaland, then you need to do it. And that was the week Brownhill got sent off. And I messaged him, I was like, you didn't play him, did you? And he's like, yeah, I had to. I was like, oh no, you're thinking Brownhill when he gets a minus two. Absolutely gutting. Who are the penalty takers for the teams I just saw? Asks Knife. Lots of knives in the chat, which is weird. Let's go for him. Brent Woodford, Tony. Luton Morris.
Yep.
Forrest Gibbs-White.
Yep.
Spurs Son.
Yeah.
West Ham, Paqueta.
Yeah.
Villa.
Or James Ward-Prowse.
Or Ward-Prowse. Probably Paqueta. Paqueta's the last one, didn't he?
But Paqueta picked up a bit of a knock, didn't he? So, bless him.
Okay. Villa, you've got Louise. Fulham? Who takes him for Fulham?
It's Pelinho Andreas Pereira.
Andreas takes penalties. Okay. So he doesn't play 90 minutes. Yeah, Fulham's a tough one because you don't really have any players that can... So would Jimenez take it if he was on the pitch?
He's not fit.
He's not flagged.
Well, I don't think he'd play Jimenez.
Oh, okay.
Don't know if he would take one.
And then Burnley. We don't really know with Burnley, do we? I would guess Fofana would take it. But I love Fofana.
Charlie Taylor.
Let's have a quick look at Scout. Let's see if Scout know, because...
Neil will know. Where's Neil? Phone him.
Neil's probably quite good at these things. Set piece takers for Burnley. Wow, we know in a double game week. James Rodriguez. That's helpful. I didn't even know he was still there. Does he play? No.
No.
He does not play. Okay, we don't know then, because Neil's only got... Rodriguez. I think it would be Fofana. If the penalties are up for grabs, I want to give it to the striker. Brownhill, says Kareem. Love that. People saying Willian for Fulham. He doesn't play though, does he?
He does sometimes play, yeah.
Yeah, but he's played...
Fulham's quite difficult to know who would take a penalty. I also don't think that you'd invest in a Fulham player just because they might take a penalty, because there's loads of them that could take penalties there.
He hasn't started the last three games.
No, he comes off the bench a lot.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. Kareem says he's going to keep Brownhill for that penalty kick. Yeah, it's going to feel so sweet.
Or a red card, because when Ayres recommends Browning, will get sent off, apparently.
Abshanek says Foden to Madison, Kulu or Johnson. I think with the Richarlison news, it's got to be Madison, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kulu was a pun. That was really talking about Kulu.
I love Kulu. Did you read his letter?
No. What letter?
Oh, he wrote this letter to Spurs fans. It's really nice. You should read it. Actually, I read it and it's long. It took ages for me to read it. It's all about like how he got into football and all of the kind of difficulties that he had with, you know, people not liking him, not playing him, how he met his wife, all this stuff. Anyway, as a pair...
Why has he written this?
I don't really know. It's like a thank you. It's like a thank you to Spurs. It basically is a thank you to Spurs fans, because he was like, I was in a really dark place where I wasn't getting played. I got sent over here on loan. I came on. We lost the first two games every time I was brought off the bench. Then, in his first start, do you remember, he scored against Man City and we loved him. The fans were like, yes, okay, right, this guy. Because he came with Bentancur.
It was far too long, says Wilco.
It was so long. But what I will say is that as a Spurs fan, I liked it because obviously it was nice. But as a parent of a child who plays football... I thought it was so well written, and I'm reading it with Max at the moment. It's taking us a bit of a time to read it
because it's a book.
It's long, but it's really good. Like, you know, it is really good. Yeah, I recommend you read it. Read it to Eleanor at bedtime.
he's had a decent... I mean, he was a real option for us last year, wasn't he?
He was, but the thing is, he's not... I don't think he is really this season. Like, I like him... on a free hit, I like him as a diff. But I wouldn't invest, because I think Madison and Son are far better options, and I don't think you'd want Cooley longer term if you were playing through.
He's had two double digits this season, but he's had a lot of blanks.
A lot of blanks,
A lot of twos and threes. And he's played the vast majority of games. He got an assist against Villa. He scored against Wolves. But why wouldn't you get Madison? Surely he's a better pick. Then again, it's a free hit, isn't it? So get what you want. Yeah.
But you still get Madison on a free hit.
Yeah, probably. You probably would. Pinder Borlang says, wild card game week 29. No, you can't wild card in 29, can you?
I think you can.
What? With who?
Well, for a start, Brownhill will be your first pick.
Absolutely.
I think you can. And the reason I think you can is because if you're looking at your team and you've got, I think it depends what you're looking at with your team. You've got no free hit and you're looking at a nightmare, like the team I was talking about before, where everyone's flagged and you maybe got potential that you've got like two players out.
Mm.
Then I think you can do it, because I think what you could do is you can invest quite carefully in 10. players that play this week, because you can go heavy on Spurs because they play against Luton next week anyway. So you can get three Spurs.
Yeah.
You can quite happily go for a Bowen and a Kudos combination and have them for a couple of weeks. You could keep, or you'd have to keep Ollie Watkins and just hope. You can get a Munez who allows you to keep Haaland because you could play Munez this week and that sorts the budget issue out. You can factor in for keeping Salah in terms of budget and keep it there ready. And then you get two cheap defenders. So you could go with like Augusto and put him to the bench this week. And that leaves you with a team that works okay for game week 29, is set up for game week 30 onwards with one transfer each week. So obviously you don't necessarily have to go heavy on Manchester City straight away because the game against Arsenal in 30. So you leave the money for Salah in the bank. You take one of your midfielders to Salah.
Mm.
Ahead of 30, and then ahead of 31, you take one of your other midfielders to a City midfielder, and then you're set up for the rest of the season. Mike,
yeah, dropped. I mean, that is, I'm impressed that you could do better together. I think the issue I have is that I'm wildcarding next week, and I'm looking at targeting Liverpool,
yeah,
Newcastle because they've got good fixtures. I want to get rid of Luton players, Brentford players,
yep,
you know, and yeah, if you're wildcarding this week, you can't do any of that.
No, but you can plan for it. So, like, Liverpool and Newcastle, they're the ones you'd want from next week, probably. So you could put a Newcastle defender to the bench for now, because, or Anthony Gordon, if ends up being okay. But I think you're going to have to wait on Anthony Gordon this week and see what happens for him for next week. But you absolutely can set it up. And I think you can get almost perfect wildcard squad minus one or two players, and because you're only talking about minus one or two players, it means you can get pretty much a full score. You could get 11 out this week.
Mm.
Worst case scenario, you get 10 out this week, and you're still set up for the weeks that follow. And that's
Andy North wildcarded last week, and he's going into the weekend with 10.
Yeah.
So, even though he wildcarded last week, he still wasn't prepared to go for the full 11 this week, because it means taking out, you know, a Palmer or a Saka or someone that you're then going to want back. So you can only really, like you say, it's going to be Salah that you want to book in. So you've got to make sure that you have other players.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got to have Saka, really. You've got to have Palmer. You've got to have Haaland. So I guess they're your bench. And then the rest you kind of, you know, you go for it with. But I'd probably go 9 or 10. If I was wildcarding this week, I'd go 9 or 10. I wouldn't go for the full 11.
No, but I think 10 is fine. And the other thing is that 10, the goalkeeper situation is a no-brainer, because, Areola's not the best goalkeeper this week, but he's so cheap. You can actually get the goalkeeper you want. So if you actually think, I want Raya as my goalkeeper for the rest of the season, fine. Have Raya. Have Areola as your spare. Plays this week. Perfect. Done.
Mm.
Like, I actually don't hate the wildcard this week. I really don't. Think it's workable. If you don't have a free hit and your team's a mess, I think it's workable.
But you're not tempted then and save the free hit?
No, because my team's an absolute, like, it's a difficult one because the play. So I did think about it for a little while, wildcarding. I actually thought about wildcarding last week for quite a long time, and I nearly pushed the button last week when Andy was doing his. I nearly did mine. And then I looked at my team for 30 and actually thought, with the exception of Salah and a Spurs midfielder, who I'll just get in next week, I like my team for 30. And I like my team for 31. So it's only really sort of 32 onwards that I'm really starting to think about changing my team. So for me, my current plan...
Sorry, I've got a special visitor.
Come on, Jake. Come on, Jakey boy.
There he is.
There he is.
Jake's come to give some wildcard advice.
Come on, Jake.
Carry on.
So for me, a wild card in 33 to set up for 34 made a lot more sense for my team. But if you're looking at your team thinking, I don't like that for beyond the blank, and it's a mess for the blank, then I don't actually mind the wild card now at all.
Okay, nice. Wise words from Sam. So I think he's going to do it. So yeah, very nice. Michael Scott says his Moon is still a pick for 29 to 30 if Jimenez is back. So if there's Jimenez, Moonies, and Broya all knocking about, would you still go there?
Sorry, say that again.
Moon is obviously an option for us now, but when they've got Broya and Jimenez back, is he still an option?
I think he is still an option. Whether he continues to get, like, the starts remains to be seen. I think the thing, though, for me is a 4.5, the way I think most people's teams will be set up is for a heavy midfield five again, with Palmer likely to be the cheapest option in that midfield five. And that means if you want to have Salah and Saka and a Spurs midfielder, then, and probably a Foden and then Palmer, you're going to play them every week. So therefore, your third forward has got to be cheap and just start when you need him to, or get points when you need him to. And so for me, that makes Minis the perfect option, because starting at the moment, as we need him to, if later on in the season he starts just coming off the bench, then actually, is that really an issue if you're sitting on your bench anyway? It's only really an issue in your bench boost week, isn't it? And then that's probably in 37 anyway.
Yeah, I mean, your other option is like Semenyo at 4-5, which don't get him this week, but you could get him next week, potentially. Because other than those two at 4-5, there's no one. Like, there's everyone's rubbish. You're going to be going back to Archer. He was such a disappointment for us earlier in the season. So, yeah, I like Muniz as a pick. I think he's definitely the one I'll be getting on the wild card. Wilco wants to know if he should take a -8. Muniz, Tony or Madison? He's asleep. He can't answer. Should you take a -8 to bring in Muniz, Tony and Madison? I don't think I'd do Muniz for a -4. I think Fulham can score, but he's going to need to get more than one return, isn't he? That'd be worth it. Tony and Madison, yes. Muniz, no.
I'm just trying to think, would you be taking the is Muniz part of this because of budget reasons?
Ah, okay.
Because I'm just thinking about who would you be to get to Tony, like even if you're going from Solanke to Tony, you might need that budget. So it might be like a downgrade for an upgrade. So would I do a -4 just for him? No. Would I do a -4 to get those two? An extra -4? Probably.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I agree with that. Jammer says, I think Areola could be the best goalkeeper this week.
Oh, wow.
He could be. I mean, save-wise, if Watkins is out...
If Areola keeps a clean sheet this week, the rage that will leave me will be obscene.
Mm. He won't.
I will go insane.
But like, you've got, like, if we're going to assume that all goalkeepers are going to concede, then we're just going by save points, right?
Yeah.
Areola makes a lot of saves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surely Villa score though against West Ham.
Yeah. I don't see clean sheets anywhere, Az. I really don't. No, I'm really struggling for a clean sheet in any of these games.
Yeah.
Brentford are the most likely.
Yeah, I think so. Tristan says, what's the best free hit you've ever done? Inspire me. I had one a couple of years ago where I had Reece James captain. And he scored 2 in the first game and then didn't play the second one because he was injured. I had Havertz as well in that. I think he got 20 points or 19 points. I got an absolutely massive grid. I went from like, I think it was like 9K in the world or something. I went up to like 400 in the world. It was absolutely nuts. So yeah, that's definitely my best free hit. But that was a lot of double game weeks. And I seem to remember single game week players had quite tough games. So it was quite easy to like switch the single game weeks for doublets. Whereas obviously this is a bit different this week because you're just trying to get 11 out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just racking my brains. The best free hit I ever used was in game week 38 of the 19-20 season as we came back from... Oh, no, it must have been the 18... The COVID season, anyway, the way it was suspended. And then we came back and I played it in game week 20 in 38 and it was the best one I've ever played because I could pick the players that I knew were fighting for something. The ones that, you know, had... European spots to go for, relegation battles to go with. It also meant that we had a bit more understanding of who was going to play because it was like that. It was at that point where all the games were kicking off at the same time. So we had a bit more clarity as to who was starting. So like when it came out that Trent wasn't likely to start, I moved him to Van Dijk, who went on a riot in that game. Mm. Like, and it was, so it just went really well. And I went from like, just outside the top 5K to I had my best ever finished in the top 3.5K. So that was my best one. And that was just in a single normal game week.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I've had a horror story. I remember playing my free hit on the last day of the season and I took Aubameyang out, who had Watford at home, but they had the FA Cup final like a few days later. So I was like, he's not going to risk him for that. Wrist him, like brace and assist. Got a red arrow. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funny ones, free hits. I'm quite looking forward to...
not having it.
Touch wood. Wait, there we go, another one.
Here we go.
You know, this time next week, I should have had... if I can get any more than 100k arrow, I'll be happy. But I'm expecting
100k
at least...
100k arrow?
I'm at least expecting 100k arrow, yeah. With all the hits flying around, with the fact that I should, on paper, have like the strongest team I could have this week, I'd expect 100k arrow. I didn't even feel like I had a particularly good week this week, and I still managed to go up like 80,000 places. Yeah, 80,000. So, surely it's going to be a good week for free hits. Surely.
I mean, it should be. I'll be surprised if I get 100k green arrow. Mm. But I'm banking on a green this week.
Yeah.
Because we'll have everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Final question from Tricky MF. How much will the McGinn suspension disrupt Villa in addition to the Kamara injury? I think it will quite a lot. Key player for him.
Yeah, massive. I think it will affect their ability to lead in the middle. Because there's obviously still without... If Watkins doesn't make it either, no Watkins, no McGinn, no Mings. Like, that's a lot of their big leaders out of the team. So I think that will have an impact. I think it will affect their ability to transition the ball cleanly through the middle in the quick way that they like to do. I think it's huge. I think they will struggle without McGinn for the next 3 weeks. I really do.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think I don't know what to do with Watkins. I kind of want to just take a punt against him. But it feels very risky.
I don't think you need to punt against him. I just think he's one of those where he either starts the game or he doesn't play at all. He's not going to come off the bench because he's either fit, because it's a cut, or he's not fit. Mm. So in my eyes, as a free hitter, there's no risk here. You play him. If he plays great, you want him there because he covers out everyone else that's got him. If he doesn't play, fine. Your first sub comes on and your first sub's brilliant because, quite frankly, there's so much budget knocking around this week that he can be.
Do you know his points in his last three away games?
Watkins?
Yeah. 13, 13,
the 18. Digits. Yeah, they're the double digits.
Yeah, it's probably a bit too risky to go against him. Cool, right. I think that is it from us. Sam will let you go get a drink. You can cool down.
I've actually cooled down now.
You seem a bit more chilled out now.
I've called down. I think it was because I was back late from the school run, and I hate being late for things. It really irritates me. And then I was like, I've got to eat something because otherwise I'm not going to get through this stream, and I need a tea and everything else. And by the time I sat down, and then my contact lenses were like, I can't see the screen. There's no one going to be able to read this, whatever Az puts up. So in my head, I was just getting myself in a 2 and 8. Then I couldn't get my lens to pop out, and that was stressing me. So I think
in a tiz, as they say. Yeah.
But now I've cooled down. I'm fine now.
Good. Yeah, it's a good stream. Thank you, everyone, for watching us. We had about 350 people watching, which has been lovely. Good luck, whether you're free hitting or not this week. Obviously, big decisions to be made after this as well. I think there's going to be some wild cards being played and stuff. So get your plans sorted. Obviously, check out Scout to help with your decision making. But yeah, Sam and I will be back next week. Next week? International break?
Well, we do normally come back in the international.
We do something, don't we? Okay.
You can let us know in the comments if you want us to come back in the international
break. Yeah, let us know if you fancy an international break Q&A. Otherwise, we'll have a little break. But yeah, we'll see you next week. Sam, enjoy your weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye, my love. I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.